Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Friday the 22nd of September. Woo! I tell you what, isn't September going quite slowly? Today, it's me on my own again. Zena's still in America. I've broken the news about Richard Hammond to her. She seems to have taken it quite well, which is good. But what I'm going to do today, there's two new papers that are being distributed in London on the tubes and buses in the evening to rival Metro in the morning. Well, not to rival Metro because it's in the evening, but to copy Metro, but in the evenings. There's now the London Paper and London Light. Unfortunately, what they've both done is gone for purple as their signature colour, which is quite confusing. I get very confused about that. But I've got a copy of both of yesterday's. So we've got slightly outdated news, but I didn't do a podcast yesterday, so I don't think it's going to matter. I'm going to compare and contrast the two papers. I've got a set of categories that I'm going to be judging on. And then we're going to work out whether we like London Light or London Paper best. That's what I'm going to do today, whilst also looking at the news. So they've both led with the Richard Hammond story. For any of you who haven't heard this, you probably have. It's Richard Hammond. He's the little dinky one off of Top Gear, which I decided a couple of months ago was my favourite programme, but I haven't watched it since, so I'm not that emotionally involved in it. Anyway, he's been driving fast in a fancy car, trying to break a record. He's crashed. He's in hospital. He seems to be stable at the moment. He's been in and out of consciousness. Hopefully he's going to be okay, but he has had a brain injury. So anyway, the London Light, they've got a picture of Clarkson looking terribly worried, saying, "We don't know if he will live or die. Clarkson joins family at bedside of stricken presenter." That's good, dramatic. London Paper, critical Top Gear host was replacement driver. Hammond was late stand-in. You go, "Oh, that's interesting. He probably shouldn't have done this if he's just at the last minute stood in for a proper driver." But it turns out, no, it wasn't really at the last minute. It was 9 days before they decided that Richard Hammond should do this story instead of James May, which seems sensible. James May's quite a big man, and Richard Hammond's dinky, and he'd probably go faster because of the weight difference. So, you know, he had more chance of breaking the record, I guess. So those are the two headlines there. I'm going to delve into London Light now. They've got a picture of Gwyneth Paltrow and baby Moses. He looks alright, he's quite fat. He's got a toy dog. They're going to be start making artificial sweetener out of cactus. Don't know how that's going to be. There's a story about the Lib Dems, because to round off the conference, they were going to have a film of Ming throughout the years, including when he was an Olympic runner. Fascinating, I can imagine. It's like going to someone's 60th wedding party rather than, you know, a political conference. Excuse me. Anyone in the news? Ooh, cocaine. Not the drug, but a new drink. Some company have come up with, it's a Las Vegas-based drinks company. They're producing a drink called cocaine, which is apparently like Red Bull, but, you know, if you're finding Red Bull not quite strong enough, this is 350% stronger, but it won't give you a sugar crash or jitters like Red Bull does, apparently. But anti-drugs campaigners are annoyed that they've called it cocaine. Does seem to be courting controversy there. I'm sure that's what they wanted. Underlight, we've got a cocktail here, Sex on the Roof cocktail. Sounds quite nice, actually. About Mabos. There's been a probe into cheap alcohol at supermarkets, which I'm very for. Apparently they're being offered at ridiculous prices to lure shoppers. And it's quite interesting because they're saying that Tesco's sell Pavlov vodka for 17p a bottle. That's excluding VAT and excise duties. If you add that up, it then comes to £6.23. So, interesting. It doesn't say how big the bottle is, but that's just interesting how much VAT and duties we pay on alcohol. And actually, Tesco's are only making, well, making less than 17p, I'm sure, out of it. 20 bottles of Stella Artois for £16, or 40p a bottle, which is less than half the usual litre price of 90p or 95p. This is, of course, without the excise duty, the extortionate excise duty and VAT. A man has bought a small house next to a big house, and he's going to knock it down and build a big house, and this is going to make him 1.7 million, apparently. Or maybe he just paid 1.7 million for the bit of space above the small house to build it. I don't really, I'm not really sure. Baffling story. It's in Belgravia. It's ridiculous. It's silly, silly money. Kate Moss is going to be designing clothes for Topshop. Seems like a good idea to me. Still on London Lights here. They've done some jeans and saying which jeans are good for your shape. To me, this is almost entirely helpful. You know, it says, oh, flare jeans, they're good if you're curvy or pear-shaped. And, you know, well, that's what I am. But it doesn't suit you if you've got short legs. But I'm curvy and pear-shaped with short legs. That's part of being curvy and pear-shaped, I'm sure. It's the whole stumpy leg thing. So, you know, basically, picked out low jeans aren't going to suit anyone. This is a great story. Have you ever, yes, of course you have, although I've never have, texted someone when you've written a text about them and you're thinking about them and then you've texted them by mistake, a rude text about them. I think it's fairly common. I've not done it. I have texted the wrong people the wrong time just because I'm not concentrating, but it was never anything bad. It was just a nonsensical, you know, text message that they wouldn't have understood. But I've never sent anything rude. But someone who works for GMTV has done that. She's trying to send her husband a text message. I'm very tired. About Lorraine Kelly, saying that she's a nightmare. And instead of texting it to her husband, she texted it to Lorraine Kelly. She's now quit her job almost immediately. And not because Lorraine Kelly said she had to, but just because she was embarrassed. It seems fair enough. Prince dresses are in, according to London Lights. And that is about it for that paper. I'm just speeding through it because obviously we've got a number of papers to cover today. So, the London paper, Richard Hammond on the cover. Inside, it's got, they have a nice, on page two, set of pictures. There's a seal. The winner of the National Portrait Gallery of Contest. Don't think much of that. Circus. Some foreigns, that sort of thing. The Thai Prime Minister is in exile in London at the moment. There you go. They've gone with the Lorraine Kelly story as well. Some pictures from London Fashion Week. Apparently, they've done a little survey of 6 out of 10 Londoners are not actually from London, and almost 20% are just passing through, according to a poll carried out by the London paper. I really yawned quite a lot. This is dreadful, dreadful behaviour. How long have you lived in London? 42% all my life, 3% less than a year, 7% 1 to 2 years, 7% 3 to 5 years, 12% 6 to 10 years. I think I've lived here 6 years now, so I'd be in that 12% bracket. 25% 15 years plus. If you didn't live in London, where would you live? 36% would like to live in other parts of the UK, 12% would like to live in Asia Pacific, 31% in Europe, 90% in America, and 2% in the Middle East Africa. Doesn't have a percentage for Antarctica. Many people want to go there. Not many people want to go to India. I don't know, Asia Pacific, that probably counts. Australia, that probably counts as that one as well. Okay. I'll stop doing this, I'm not very good at geography. Most people would leave London because of the living costs. This is quite a boring survey, I don't know why I wrote all that out. Home buyers ready to invade Germany. So, in direct contrast to... Well, maybe not direct contrast into that one, maybe it ties in. But British home buyers are now lining up to the next property hotspot. It's going to be Germany. They've given you some handy phrases here that you can learn in German. What is the parking like around here? Is that the original fireplace? How far is the nearest tube? Is there a fried earth nearby? I think that's suggesting that we're all a bit posh. Petrol's down by 7.9p a litre. They found a skull of a juvenile human ancestor. She's like half ape, half woman. The shape of her shoulder blades resemble a young gorilla's, and fingers are long and curved, suggesting she could climb trees. So it's like a missing link type thing, but it's a small girl. So that's not good. A 95-year-old man has been arrested during a crackdown on curb crawlers at a popular seaside resort. It's in Bournemouth. He's been driving around looking at girls' skirts and so on. 95. Still frisky and still driving. Impressive all round. More surveys here. I might add surveys as another category on my little list here. What are the coolest brands in the UK? Generally, the top 20 brands are, number one, Aston Martin, which is like James Bond's car. Two, Alexander McQueen, the fashion designer. Three, iPod. Four, Asian Provocateur, the knickers. Bang & Olufsen, Google, Green & Blacks, chocolate. Tate Modern, Jimmy Choo. eBay is number 18. Above Selfridges. Interesting. Glastonbury Festival, number 12. Is that a brand? I suppose everything's a brand these days. Top leisure and entertainment brands. Tate Modern, Glastonbury Festival, the Design Museum, The Simpsons. London Eye, Electric Cinema, Somerset House, Wimbledon, PlayStation, Saatchi. Saatchi? Oh, Saatchi Gallery. Right, I'm with you. Top Shops, number one shop, followed by Urban Outfitters. Very closely. Primark comes before Miss Selfridge, interestingly. I threw out about two bags full of Primark clothes yesterday. I'm going to stop buying them just because they're cheap. Doesn't mean they're nice. Drinks. Absolute Dom Perignon, Guinness, Cristal, Champagne, Innocent Smoothies. Yeah, it's all alcohol apart from Innocent Smoothies and Evian water. Sahi beer is doing quite well. I like the fact Guinness is high up there. So these are the brands we like, apparently. They're telling us what we like there. My favourite brand is Marmite. Followed by Smarties, and the tragic news about Smarties is they're going down the tubes. This is probably because they've stopped putting them in tubes in a silly cardboard hexagon box. But they're going to start being manufactured abroad and not in York anymore. I'm going to go to Germany, where apparently all is a new property hotspot, possibly because of the Smarties. Right, I think that's it for, oh no, there's loads more stuff here. Ooh, what are you going to do on a night out? Oh, they've got a fast supper, not a cocktail. It's made of squid. It's a picture of a lemon, but it's made of 8 large squid tubes. Nasty. There's a picture of Jason Byrne. Always a pleasure to see that picture. Travel information. And so on. Oh, I'm not looking at the sports. That goes without saying, I think. So, let's mark this then. Headlines. London Light or London Paper. I'm going to go with London Light for there. We don't know if he will live or die. I'm going to give them 1. London Paper, 0. Politics. Now, I don't think there's any politics in the London paper. There was a small story about Min Campbell in the London Light, I believe. Very poor on the politics, both all round. Quirkies. Were there any quirky stories? I think I'm going to give that to the London paper. They seem to be better on quirkies. Fashion. Now, they both had a lot of fashion, but London Light had more. 4 pages of it, I reckon. Accuracy of horoscopes. Now, actually, surveys will do first. Surveys. London Light didn't have any surveys. London Paper had 3 or 4. Well, 2. Property. There's property. There's a story about the house when you build an heir. And then there was the story about Germany. I'm going to give that to London Paper as well. Property. 0 for London Light. They just had that one about a ridiculous house in Belgravia that none of us could afford. So here's the London Paper. This is my horoscope. I'm judging it the day after so I can tell you whether it's accurate or not. After her slightly stressful visit to Oz, Dorothy formed strong opinions about the wonderment of the world within her own backyard. However, it does appear that the grass really could be greener elsewhere. Certain solutions will only be found in different surroundings. Tonight, weigh up how feasible it is to find or implement them.
I don't understand that.
While there's no avoiding the upheaval that sudden changes in situations involving your finances are causing, in the long run, they could be of tremendous benefit. Not only will they force you to consider whether what you're doing is worth the time and effort involved, new ideas could do wonders for your cash flow.
Well, I'm going to give that to the London Light, I think, because I think about money more than I think about the Wizard of Oz. Right, so let's tot up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 1, 2, 3. So I've given the London Life has scored 4, the London Paper has scored 3. So if you're looking for something to read on the way home, you know, keep an eye out for London Life. Although, if we're going on puzzles, I've just realised they've got 3 Sudokus in the London Paper and only 2 in London Life. So I'm going to say they're level pegging. It doesn't make any difference. Don't develop a favourite, just pick up what you can. And when you do pick it up, take it home and recycle it, because they're all getting left on the trains and it's causing tons and tons of more rubbish. So there we are. That is that done. I have got a copy of today's Metro as well, because I like to pick up a free paper, me. Apparently next year, this winter, the weather forecast for Britain this winter is in the balance and on a knife edge, making it likely to be either wet or dry with near average temperatures. In other words, the experts don't have a clue. Apparently, our long-term weather outlook has been thrown into chaos by El Nino weather front, currently bounding its way across the Pacific. So, hopefully, it's going to be jumper weather, because I'm frankly bored of wearing vests. I'd like to cover up my fat arms, please. But hopefully not too cold, because, I don't know, it could be too cold, I suppose. I've got a nice winter coat, not bothered, really. Big Bang mystery solved. I know we've all been wondering about the Big Bang. One of the riddles about how the Big Bang theory of how the universe began has been solved by astronomers using the Hubble telescope. It was quite complicated. It's all about hydrogen gases and how they could have existed to... I didn't understand it, but they've explained it in one short paragraph in the Metro. So if you do want to pick that up and read it, do. More than half British children have more than one packet of crisps a day, which is a lot of crisps. And this means that over a year, they're drinking 5 litres of cooking oil, which is pretty grim. So stop eating all them crisps, kids. And maybe have... I've been eating recently some rice cakes from Sainsbury's. The barbecue flavour are quite nice. A man has won a competition. It's the Nokia Small World competition of something close up, and it's a picture. It's pretty nice picture, actually, of some blue stuff. It's apparently a mouse's colon seen through a microscope. It's unusual. A teacher has been paid £115,000 for tripping over a loose carpet at school. This is equivalent to 6 times the average starting salary of a newly qualified teacher. So if you are a newly qualified teacher, do look out for rugs that are slightly out of place. Two brothers, both anglers, have both caught massive fish a day apart in different parts of the world. Jack Scott is 15, and he... Maybe they were in the same part of the world. But they're both from Cornwall. Okay, he caught a catfish weighing 76 kilograms, and then the next day his brother got an 84 kilogram beast. And it was in Spain. They weren't in different places in the world. They were in the same place. That was more interesting when they were in different places. Here's a question for you, men. Would you rather live to be 100 or have sex? This is the question that they've posed. Apparently, they've said, well, here's your choice. This is the sort of question that Zena would ask, you know, when it's not going to happen. It doesn't matter, it's not going to happen. But they've decided to ask this question and publish the results. So you can either be celibate and live to be 100, or you can have sex and just die at the normal rate. Only a third of men said they'd rather live to be 100. But more women, about half of women, would be prepared to swap sex for longevity. I personally would rather have more sex and die younger, because I don't have a pension, and I think being sexed to death would be quite funny. Young men are getting half as much sex as their fathers enjoyed due to workplace stress. The average man aged 18 to 30 makes love 10 times per month, while their dads managed at least 20. Say researchers in Germany, where there's Property Hotspot and Smarties Factory. I think that's all the news. Have a lovely weekend. Zine will be back on Monday, I think. I don't know. There's still some confusion about the time difference and how far away America is. But she is travelling back, I think, setting off on Sunday. She might come in on Monday. She might not. But she'll be back next week, and we're back to be full-on banter and not me babbling on for 20 minutes. I do apologise. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.